At Ghana's only organic chocolate factory, production is still on, but at a fraction of its capacity. Making these sweet-tasting bars these days has become a bittersweet experience.
Sales in Europe has actually dropped very significantly, so you are forced to then manage with what resources you have. Cost of production has gone so up that we actually plan our productions.
The company fares better than most here because its shareholders can access money from abroad. This food processing plant couldn't survive the crisis. Its machines are gone and the building itself is up for sale, if a buyer can be found.
It was mainly to preserve the perishables, the raw materials, and also to give employment and to give ready market to the farmers.
Ghana's economic crisis is the worst in generations, pushing many people into poverty.
It's in markets like these where Ghana's economic crisis is felt the most. While people's purchasing power has eroded because of the depreciation of the local currency, food prices have tripled since the beginning of the year. Fuel costs have doubled, and because of that, the cost of transportation has gone up.
Prices of food keep increasing, making it harder for families to feed.
Economists blame this on excessive government borrowing without investing in areas of growth, and that officials aren't responding well to the situation.
Any action that says, I'm ready to face my problems, I'm ready to fix it, I'm ready to make a U-turn from the irresponsibility of the past, what will it do? It will restore confidence.
So Ghana's opposition is demanding the sacking of the finance minister.
My biggest concern is I don't see any relief inside. I don't see any hope ahead of me. I don't have faith. I don't have trust in Nana Addo Dankwa.
The government has turned to the International Monetary Fund for help and insists sacking the finance minister in the middle of negotiations will be a mistake.
We expect also to have a staff level agreement with them before the end of the year, so that from next year we can start fully embracing the fund program.
Ghana's economic plight is made worse by a weak production base as existing manufacturers struggle to keep their machines running. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra.